inspirekidstodo@4h.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Tuesday, November 26, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers. With Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate if you would not send me any long stories or videos during the show. Just short, pithy comments about the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. This segment brought to you by Mark and Brandy Kraft. Our beef farmers over here in Antrim County, Michigan, right near Shanty Creek Resort. Montana Ancestry Black and Red Angus beef, grass-fed, ranging, free-ranging, grass-fed. Phenomenal beef. No hormones, no antibiotics. Ranging just like God intended them to do. Absolutely love the taste. Text me beef, and I'll send you their contact information. Tit for tat, going back and forth. Incoming Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, on Friday, released a $2.7 billion proposal for fixing the damn roads. Gretchen Whitmer's campaign slogan she ran on, got elected on, not once but twice. 2018-2022, well, a report came out, perfect timing, this morning, that the average now in the state of Michigan is a C-. We were a D. Well, now it's a C-. Some of the roads have been improved, but we have a long way to go. The schools are fighting the plan that Matt Hall laid out, because quite simply, they don't understand it. They don't get it. He's got a plan very similar to the plan that Lee Chatfield, Speaker of the House, a few years ago put forward But Rick Snyder would not look at it back when it was originally proposed in 2012. That's how long this plan has been floating around. Snyder wouldn't do it in 2012. Gretchen Whitmer wouldn't look at it with Lee Chatfield as the speaker. Well, now it's being recycled for the third time. Matt Hall improved on what Lee Chatfield had put together, and also, I believe it was Tom Leonard. I don't know. It could have even been Chase Bulger at the time. This plan shuffles the money around, reallocates it in a different way that the Democrats don't understand, and they are fighting. Having to do with the school aid fund, sales tax, it's very complicated, but also diverting funds out of a pet strategic outreach and attraction reserve, the SOAR fund. This is a pet project of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's to attract businesses to come to Michigan. Well, Hall said today that this is a situation where the governor and the Democrats simply do not understand the plan. He wants to sit down and have a meeting with them to see if this is something they would consider doing in a bipartisan fashion before the end of the lame duck session. Told you we'd be all over this story. We're following it. Couple more comments, we'll wrap it up and move on. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Continuing to follow this story. Hall doesn't want to hear that his plan would harm school funding, but the schools are saying it anyway. House Minority Leader Matt Hall held a press conference yesterday afternoon that it's not fair to say that his $2.7 billion road funding plan would be a hit on the school aid fund. How about the general fund? Well, that's fair game. Hall said that the school aid fund is up $8 billion over the last 10 years. The general fund is up $4.3 billion since 2018. Even so, Hall said this package isn't about dipping into the school aid fund. For example, let's take this to a different level, looking at percentages. When you have a 40% bigger general fund and a 60% bigger school aid fund, which we're going to hold harmless, why don't the media write stories about cutting school? Why are the stories not being written about cutting school aid and cutting schools? Because it says in the press release, hold harmless. Well, State Representative Tom Kuntz was in the running for Speaker of the House against Matt Hall. According to his analysis, this won't hurt the schools, but if it did end up harming the school aid fund, he'd be voting against it, despite being the sponsor of the bill that the school groups are anxious about, is this package that he put forward last Friday. Kuhn says, we are not interested in cutting school funding. That is not going to happen on our watch. But to backfill the school aid fund that would lose the funding, Hall said the legislature could dedicate corporate income tax revenue, restricted funds, along with state income tax revenue, if for some reason funds were to be lost to the schools. Hall said this conversation is not about cutting school aid funding, but it's about rethinking the general fund. You see, folks, the revenue from the budgets broken down into basically two major funds, the general fund and the school aid fund. Matt Hall argued that the Democrats have their funding priorities upside down and that they fund pet projects, earmarks, and certain other funds to attract businesses to come here. One of the very first things they look at, companies do, are the roads. Are they going to have to spend money repairing their vehicles, their delivery vehicles, vehicles that the employees have to drive to work every day? Well, the Democrats would rather look at pet projects like tearing down a portion of the Renaissance Center before dedicating money to local roads and then ask for a tax hike to pay for the things Hall says should be funded first. You may have heard just at the top of the news hour, they're talking about a $1.6 billion complete revitalization of downtown Detroit, the Renaissance Center on the Detroit River. Who owns the Renaissance Center? GM does. General Motors. Well, guess what? I happen to know personally one of my family members. Our daughter Tina is married to Tony. He works for GM. He used to be in the Rensen, downtown Detroit. Then COVID came. And they moved Tony to work from home in Royal Oak. Today, Tony is still working from Royal Oak, from his home, remotely. He said he hasn't been to that office in a couple of years. It's a ghost town. It's a dinosaur. So they have to revitalize it. They got to come up with a new way to do something with this dinosaur sitting on the Detroit River. Hall went on to say, our thing is, let's pay for the roads now. And then if they want to raise taxes, they can make the case to the people of the state of Michigan that we're going to raise your taxes so we can tear down a portion of the Renaissance Center and bail out General Motors real estate investment, said Hall. He said this is an upside-down approach of funding extras before the necessities are fully funded. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Rebuilding Michigan plan that is using bond money to fund state highways with a sum of $3.5 billion after she wanted to increase the 45 cents per gallon fuel tax didn't succeed in the legislature. Hall, of course, takes issue with the lack of funding for local roads that the governor's plan provided. Hall said candidates like Ron Robinson and State Representative Donnie Steele of Lake Orion campaigned on fixing local roads, and that proved to be an important issue for voters. Koontz and Hall emphasized that the part of the plan that would raise about $1 billion by eliminating the 6% sales tax on fuel and replacing it with a corresponding hike in the motor fuel tax. Overall, he said it would basically end up being revenue neutral, not revenue increase. Asked how many Republican caucus votes he'd have to raise revenue for roads, Hall said zero. Not one Republican in our caucus is willing to increase revenue, raise taxes to fix the roads. If people want to raise revenue for corporate incentives or special pork projects, they're free to do that. But funding the roads with existing revenue needs to come first. Additionally, there are two other parts to his plan. $1.2 billion from corporate income tax revenue. Another $600 million in the 2026 budget. It takes money from the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund. That's one of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's pet projects. Additional money coming from the Revitalization and Placemaking Fund and the House and Community Development Fund. All of these funds would be this 2025 budget. No one has said what their lame duck priorities are. Do you notice that? Why don't you ask Speaker of the House Joe Tate? He won't say it. Go and talk to Winnie Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader. She won't say it. So since they don't have any announced priorities, I thought, if no one's going to come up with one, I'm going to put this out. So he did it last Friday. Roughly 10 school groups led by the Michigan Education Association, that's the teachers' union, the Michigan Alliance for Student Opportunity, issued a press release to the legislators. They sent this out yesterday, expressing deep concerns over Matt Hall's plan. These are very similar to attempts that were taken in 2012, 2018, in 2020 to basically do the same thing. Yes, I totally forgot they tried this in 2020 as well. The group said ending the sales tax on gasoline needs to come with new revenue for the schools, not shifting money from the general fund. Failure to do so will undermine not just public education, but the other crucial parts of our infrastructure that families and businesses rely on, that would jeopardize Michigan's future and the success of its students. That statement, folks, is a bald-faced lie. What they're trying to do is to play on people's concerns about the children, about the students. This has nothing to do with the school aid fund. Hall has been very clear. No money is going to be lost to the school aid fund because of the way they're changing the sales tax allocation on fuel. Democrats simply don't want to listen to it. They don't want to take the time to sit down and have a conversation with Hall and the Republicans to say this can be worked out. Just because you're changing the way funds are allocated doesn't mean it's going to cost anybody anything. They're not raising our taxes. At the same time, the schools aren't losing any funding. It's just reallocating the dollars they're already working with. But specifically, it says here is $2.7 billion to fix the roads starting this coming spring. Another thing I like about this plan, it deals with the roads at the local level. I've been yelling and screaming about this for decades. Get rid of MDOT. Send the money to the local road commissions. Let them fix the roads at the local level. Two Republicans won their state house races talking to the public in their districts saying this is what needs to be done. They ran on this. And they won. One of the seats was held by a Democrat, and they flipped it. You see, when you take the time to explain things to people, when you actually explain to them what you're running on, what you want to do, send me to Lansing, this is what I will work on. The people in your district respond to it. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, this has been going on for decades. Funding the roads, it's part of our state constitution. The original intent of the state constitution provided for three things. Public education for our students.